We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to y'all on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 AM, Monumental Sports Network on the television side. Thank you for viewing. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician, CropMetcalf.com. So we're going to get all of your details online. You got a four-man junk show this late August Tuesday. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops. On the Instagram, sitting directly across from me is Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up, Cakes?
Sitting diagonal, John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakes? You can follow the Junkies, of course, at Junks Radio on X. Got our poll of the day up there already.
Very good.
You can follow us on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio.
Excellent. Hit all those socials. And Eric Bickle to my right.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well.
All good. All
right. I don't know.
By the hail?
The hail or Cool in the Gang or somebody.
I mean, would have been doing better if
our long
that
local
news had broken during our show.
Like, it never does.
I mean, why couldn't that break at, I don't know, 8:45 a.m. yesterday? Nah. 9:30 even would have been nice.
You know what? I don't care what time it broke. I'm just glad it broke.
I'm glad it's over, too.
Yeah, it's over.
The long national nightmare, the summer of Terry, has officially come to a close.
Right. Terrio meter, it looks like it's at 98%. Put that at 100.
I stood at 100 the whole time.
So did I.
Resolute.
I thought you wavered a little bit to 90.
Yeah, you wavered a little bit.
There might be a little bit of audio evidence, but overwhelmingly, I knew he wasn't missing game checks. I knew he wasn't missing million-dollar game checks for the year 2020.
We never knew the money situation, and he ends up with his AAV at $32 million a year, which is maybe more than we expected. I think the guaranteed money was a little lower than I expected.
Yeah, I don't think we know the whole thing.
There's not an avalanche of news on the guaranteed money, which leads me to believe that the team won that portion of the negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I think they both won because he gets $30 million just to sign the dots.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
So they both won.
He's going to be here. That's good. It's a shame. I really thought it would have gotten done a couple weeks earlier, but for me the deadline was Thursday. That was over.
It just stresses.
Thank God they got it done before.
It brings home the point that deadlines spur deals.
Yeah, Hendrickson signs too.
The deadline is week one at this point. That's your deadline.
Well, the preseason's over. Now it's time to prepare for week one.
Kind of tells you how meaningless preseason is too.
Oh, yeah.
Because Terry McLaurin and Trey Hendrickson signed yesterday, so they played no preseason. They didn't participate in any of the training camp, and yet you know they're both playing in week one.
They are playing in week one. But it isn't meaningless if they both struggle in weeks 1, 2, and 3. If they come out of the gate slow, then...
But how do you blame Terry getting out of the gate slow last year? He started very slow
first two weeks,
and then in week 3...
Well, you had a new quarterback finding his way.
Fireworks in the Bengals game.
That's the way I would explain it.
Right.
Yeah.
I have limited expectations.
Maybe he does still start off slow, but the fact that he's there, he'll be practicing, I don't know, today?
Yeah. Wednesday, so, I think, is their first
practice. Is that right? Wednesday is their first practice.
Wednesday be light, and then I think Thursday be a little more significant.
That's right. Today's the roster cut deadline.
Today's the roster. They'll be dealing with that. Tomorrow's practice squad.
I feel like it just changes the entire perspective, at least on the offense.
Although on the offense, are good.
Because, you know, even though logically you know preseason doesn't matter, when you see such a lack of success and you see them getting pummeled, it starts kind of messing with you and toying with your emotions. You see this team struggling, but it kind of goes back to what we thought before the season. On paper, this is a team that added a premier left tackle in Laremy Tunsil, that added a premier wide receiver in Deebo Samuel. They draft Josh Connerly.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when you get Terry back, that offense should be significantly better.
Well, they need to be, because I think the defense is a big question mark. So I'm good with the offense. Whatever happens. I'm going to ride with them. The defense just remains to be seen. You know, we're going to be able to make stops. I hope we can. I think the back end will be better, but I think those that front seven or so, a lot of questions.
Well, we'll
find out.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered.
So, you know, maybe we'll go out there and have an offensive dud and get smoked by the Giants. I doubt it. With Jaden, all things are possible. He gives us hope. But, you know, Jaden can't play defense, so it's going to come down to that.
But just the perspective on the wide receiver room changes so much because we were worried, who's going to step up?
Yeah.
Debo is not really a number one. Can McCaffrey step up? Jalen Lane, the rookie. Well, now you got your 1-2. Mm-hmm. All right, maybe you can worry about 3, your slot receiver, but they could use McCaffrey there. He's fine.
Look, they've got.
I think they're expecting Noah Brown week one.
And that's great.
All right, good. Yeah. And then you've got Ertz.
Then you're pretty set.
You got Ertz. He's good.
You're pretty good.
If Eckler will be healthy in week one, at least for 1 week, mm-hmm. won't have a concussion. So you'll have him and then see what happens with the whoever else they use there at RB. But you're right. I'm just glad we don't have to talk about when he's going to sign, if he's going to sign, when he's going to start practicing.
It might be the greatest contract negotiation to finish ever because team hated talking about it. Media hated asking about it. Media hated talking about it. Everyone just was sick of the whole effing thing. And so it's good. It's behind him. I don't care what Terry got. I don't care what they paid. Just I'm happy you got money. You're set for life forever. And we could get on him now, focus on the Giants.
That's right.
That's all that really matters. Doesn't really matter who won the guarantee battle or who won the AAV battle. None of that matters. He's going to be lining up in week one, finally.
And I know this is important to you, EB. Now you have certainty as to where you're going to pick him in all of your upcoming fantasy drafts.
Right.
The specter of him missing games.
Well, it's funny, too. My oldest kids... All of my kids really, they really enjoy, watching the games with me and stuff, but they're not fantasy geeks at all. But my son's been in fantasy league for a few years. Mm-hmm. He actually went back to New York to participate in the fantasy league. And, my daughter is also in one. And she said the only way she's going to be in one if her friends let her draft Jaden Daniels.
Oh, really?
She said, it's not going to be fun for me if I don't
Fix
get Jaden.
Fix has to be in.
So they kind of agreed to let her draft Jaden.
So they're giving her own carve-out, her JD5 carve-out.
Kind of. Oh, that's funny. And then my son was he was excited because he drafted Bill at some point.
Okay.
Although I looked at his roster.
Yeah, is his roster nubs?
Kind of nubs. He's got Josh Allen. Great.
Okay, all right.
And he's got some decent receivers. Amon-Ra, I think, was his first receiver.
All right, like that.
But his running backs are nubs.
Yeah.
They're nubs.
Let me see his roster. I want to grade his roster.
I'll show you.
Unless you get a running back in the first couple rounds, you're going to be screwed usually.
Yeah.
How many teams are in it?
In my son's, I have no idea. Yeah. Probably a good 8 to 10 of them. And they all follow it way more than he does. Yeah. I can only imagine other Skins fans, especially of young people, are excited and they want to get some of these guys on their roster. There were other Skins fans up there in New York, and they were battling for Commanders at different times.
That's a good thing.
Right?
That hadn't been the case in the previous years.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much want to avoid a lot of
I mean, who are the Commanders that
players?
People... Okay, so people are probably grasping at Bill, who knows where that's going to end up. Mm-hmm. I mean, people will want Eckler, right?
Well, Jaden is the number one.
Jaden, of course. That's obvious.
Jaden McLaurin, Debo, Ertz, Eckler.
Those are quite a few.
Maybe Bill.
There's quite a few, actually.
That's some good fantasy pieces out there.
You know?
I don't know if you want the Washington defense.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
it's kind of wait and see on that.
You'll pick and choose. You know, you might find a week or two where they're viable.
I think this roster looks kind of nubs. But
this roster here. Josh Allen, Kenneth Walker, and he's got Kroski Merritt as his starting running back. I don't love that. I'd love him on my bench.
Yeah.
Amon-Ra, Nico Collins, love that. Yeah. Mark Andrews at tight end. That's fantastic. And he's got Higgins Worthy as his flex.
So you like
it? I love Bill.
Well, who's his other who's his other RB?
I know he's
Kenneth
later.
Walker, he said.
Kenneth Walker.
Right, but who's the third RB?
Well, I know later he drafted actually B-Rob as his fourth. But there's another one he got.
I love B-Rob on my bench in case McCaffrey goes down.
Yeah, he got him as like his fourth.
You want to handcuff him?
I don't even need to handcuff. Like if you drafted McCaffrey, I would come in late and take B-Rob.
Gotcha. As to protect yourself?
Sure.
So you don't think it's that horrible? That's what I told him. I said, to me, it looks like your running backs are weak.
I don't love Bill as his number two RB. And I love me some Bill.
Yeah.
You know I love me some
Bill. But they're
going to,
San Francisco is going to use, I mean, B-Rob could be the guy. If McCaffrey gets hurt, he could be the guy that maybe starts. But Garendo's going to get time. because he's got spark.
He is, and he does.
He's fast.
But I think they're growing tired of him being injured a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, that's part of the reason they brought B-Rob in.
That's one of the reasons. But if he's not, he's going to get time because...
Oh, that guy can break long runs.
Yeah. Well, now that the Terry situation is resolved, we can focus on the Giants game and focus on the rest of the team. The Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. It's if you turn your attention to the rest of the roster, what's the position group which troubles you the most? Is it running back, linebacker, defensive line, or other? You can vote at Junks Radio.
Very good. So go place your vote right now. We're the Junks on a Tuesday here on The Fan. Don't forget, coming up later, John Kime will join us at 7. We'll get deeper into the Terry signing with him. And Joel Corey, former sports agent who works for CBS Sports and CBSSports.com. He'll join the show coming up at 7:45. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Thanks for listening to the Junks on 106.7 The Fan. If you don't listen on the radio, which is the one seed, you can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. There is literally no excuse for you not to listen to the show in some fashion. Time now for the Junkies Sports Page.
Hey, how about the fall weather this morning?
It's awesome.
No.
It's kind of cold in my car, actually.
It's the first time in a while I haven't put the AC on in the car.
Yeah, I had my seat warmer on.
I had the heat. Well, I didn't have the heat on, but I had the windows cracked, but no AC. Man, it felt great this morning.
Love it. Beautiful. Love not using the AC.
I love it. Sports Page, of course, brought to you by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria. Check them out, Malloy.com. All right, big story, and we'll be talking about throughout, is Terry is finally inked. Terry McLaurin agrees to a deal. Don't know all the legitimate numbers yet. We do know that there was a $30 million signing bonus. So just to sign his contract, he gets $30 million. We've heard roughly what the guarantee is going to be. Now, we're kind of guessing on this, but I'm sure we'll find out today. But around $60
million? Yeah,
I know it's a $96 million deal, but... It's not all guaranteed.
We don't know.
Our friend Neil Greenberg tweeted this yesterday. The silence on the McLaurin guaranteed money is telling me everything I need to know. The way I see it, if it was same or greater than Metcalf, it would have been released by agent at jump.
Mm-hmm.
Organization isn't releasing it because they, quote, won and don't feel the need to gloat.
Mm-hmm.
That's his perspective on it.
I feel like they both won.
They totally did.
They both won. Terry gets a huge payday.
Mm-hmm. He's healthy. He's going to make a boatload of money.
Yeah.
Is he now the number six receiver in terms of?
I think he's just a hair ahead of Amon-Ra, I think.
So Buddy Baker's not such a fool.
He's gotten Terry two good deals.
Depends how you look at it.
So 30.
Well, how do you look at it to make him look like a fool?
You can't, maybe look like a fool, but if his guarantee is actually nowhere near what other guys are getting guaranteed, you know, that's all that really matters.
But maybe they made up for that with that $30 million up front.
Yeah, maybe.
We're not going to give you the fully guaranteed that these other guys are getting, but here's $30 million.
Yeah, maybe that's a great compromise.
Was that a bad mark for Adam Schefter, who just before they signed this deal was on TV saying that the two sides weren't close?
Minutes before. Yeah, I don't
know. It's probably not great.
But look, credit to both sides for not really leaking that much. I mean, I'm sure that Buddy's side was leaking quite a bit, but down the stretch, I think Nikki Jatvala had insinuated that she kind of had the sense over the last couple of days they were getting closer. Albert Breer, when he went on with Grant and Danny, he kind of said he got the sense that they had actually gotten closer in the last couple of days, so there was some inevitability to it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you got to give them credit. They kept their mouths shut. I mean, Terry looked somewhat miserable. We were talking about that yesterday. But now we can put that smile back on his face and everybody can all be on the same page.
Back to normal Terry. So here are your current wideout AAVs. Ja'Marr Chase at one with 40.25. Mm-hmm. Jefferson, $35 million, comes in second. CeeDee Lamb at $34 million. DK at 33. Then you got Garrett Wilson at 32.5. Terry McLaurin is currently tied with A.J. Brown at a $32 million AAV.
Right, because that's the but that's based on the $96 million total, which he's probably not going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and they don't have he produces
blank guaranteed at signing, blank practical guarantee because the SpotTrack doesn't even know yet.
They don't know.
They'll turn it in whenever they turn it in. Then all that stuff will be filled out.
Yep,
you will know.
But hey, it's a good day.
It's a great day.
It's a good day.
Great day to be Terry McLaurin.
Terry's finally back. Trey Henderson is back with the Bengals. Of course, he was one of the other big name hold in slash holdouts. Now he doesn't agree to a big extension. He just gets a pay bump. So they just gave him a pay raise. He was set to make $16 million this year. They gave him $14 million on top. So he's going to make $30 million this year, and then he'll be a free agent at the end of the year. So maybe he gets franchised, or maybe they try and work something out on a smaller deal after this. But he gets $30 million, so he'll be back. And of course, he's had some really big years over the last 4 years.
And, saw a statistic
57 sacks over the last four.
I saw a statistic yesterday which had the percentage of sacks on a team for some of the top pass rushers, including Bosa, Garrett, Parsons, and Hendrickson had by far the biggest share. I think he was almost tickling 50% of the Bengals sacks were Hendrickson sacks.
Pretty important. That's Although a guy I give
this,
a raise
I heard
to.
This morning that he was docked a lot of money, though, because I don't think he was on the PUP list. I don't think he was on the PUP, so no, I think he was getting docked checks for missing those preseason games.
Okay, well, he was out of camp for a while. I remember he went to Jacksonville.
So he missed practices there.
Then he came back as a hold-in, so I don't know if the clock kept ticking on like fines.
But I think unless you're on the PUP, I think you get docked paychecks for missing preseason games. I think they're game checks he gets docked. I don't know if they worked that out with the extension or with the pay bump, but that's what I heard this morning. So we'll see. Anyway, he's back. So now we're just waiting for Michael Parsons.
I just don't know how the Michael Parsons thing, the bridge is going to be gapped. I mean, again, when you see that image of him laying on that that bench or whatever that was, training table on the sideline. I mean, that's one of the worst looks I've ever seen professionally.
That was bad.
I mean, that's really bad.
Yeah, I mean, he was acting like a little kid.
I mean, he legitimately doesn't want to be there.
Here's how it gets bridged. Jerry finally bows down and gives him the biggest non-quarterback deal that's ever been given in the NFL.
Yeah,
that's how it.
I guess at the end of the day,
that's how it happens.
I guess at the end of the day, money, answers everything.
Sure,
but
didn't Cleveland with Myles Garrett.
All is forgiven.
And apparently, Jerry Jones was joking with Micah's mom. Apparently, good relationship there.
Yeah, I have no idea. But it's wild. That's basically the last big one, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
All the other ones have been resolved.
As far as Hayward's resolved?
No.
I mean, that's not as big.
Hayward's not a
He kind of falls between the cracks, I'll be honest.
Yeah. He could hold out for 6 weeks, for all I care.
Micah?
Yeah, it'd be great. Be perfectly happy with that.
Be surprised if that happens. But, and I'm sure we'll go through a lot of the roster cut stuff later in the show, maybe on the Blitz. But the Browns, they had a million quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they got Flacco starting, got some rookies that are the backups. We'll see which one's the actual backup here soon. But they traded Kenny Pickett to the Raiders, who, of course, needed a backup because O'Connell broke his hand or wrist or something. He was going to be out 2 months. So now Pickett will be Geno's backup.
It's a move that makes sense for both teams. The Browns can't carry four quarterbacks. Mm-mm. Kenny Pickett was kind of the odd man out. And the Raiders had a glaring need at backup quarterback. So I think it's smart for both teams.
The Raiders also went out and they got Amari Cooper, 1 year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Add some depth.
He started with the Raiders, started his career with the Raiders.
That's right.
Not when they were in Vegas, but
Oakland. You're Oakland at that point.
Kind of forget. He's been on quite a few teams now, right?
Cooper's been on the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Browns. Bills, the Browns, and now back with the Raiders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well traveled
and pretty productive. Pretty productive.
I don't know how much he has left in the tank at this point, but
yeah.
Now there's uncertainty. I'm sure you're going to mention this. Jacoby Myers, the Raiders' wideout, can't come to an agreement on a deal, so they feel like they need to bring in some extra wide receiver help.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he's going to sit out games, so but right now he's unhappy.
Right now in their depth chart, they've got Myers, they've got Trey Tucker, they went out and drafted Dante Thornton out of Tennessee.
He's been impressing during the preseason.
Yep. They've got, obviously, Amari Cooper. They've drafted Jack Beck in the second round, I believe, out of TCU.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a couple of young kids that they're going to probably rely on, but they bring in the veteran Cooper, and yeah, we'll see. We'll see how much he's got left because, you know, I don't know. I'm sure he's been working out.
Right.
But he certainly hasn't been practicing with anybody. Do you like that move?
Cooper for 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't hate it either.
He's probably the best free agent wideout walking the streets at this point.
Joe Mixon's going to be out the first month with Houston. So is Nick Chubb still banged up a little bit?
Nick Chubb, I think, has been...
Or has he been okay?
I think he's been okay throughout camp.
All right. So
and Woody Marks is his backup.
Woody Marks, who they drafted.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't love their running back room. I mean, we talk about the running back room here with the Commanders and the flux here with B-Rob departing. But Mixon's on the NFI list, which is weird because wouldn't you usually put that guy in the PUP list, not the NFI list? There's something weird about his injury and how he sustained it.
Yeah.
You got Nick Chubb. And then,
but if Chubb's healthy, he can deliver.
Yeah, but he...
You just have no faith?
Well, I mean, look at what he did last year when he came back from an injury. He was pretty ineffective.
He was. He probably came back a little too early.
Maybe he's good for another season or two. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if I were the brass for the Houston Texans, I'd be working the phones and seeing who's getting released today that plays running back.
Yeah, because maybe they will.
I'm going to be interested.
Maybe they will. But so just in terms of fantasy, you know, I don't know where Mixon goes now in terms of drafts because, you know, he's not going to play
for
the first
month.
Well,
I know where he is on my list. He's the first name on the FUBAR list.
Can't touch him.
I would not draft him.
Where does that put you with Chubb?
Oh, I mean, I probably wouldn't pick him either.
Maybe like a third RB. You want starters.
Sure.
If he's going to start, put him on your bench.
Tells me that CJ Stroud's going to be chucking it.
Yeah,
he's been throwing it a lot this year from the looks of it.
So Mixon's going to be out for a while. But you know what? Things change.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict how players are going to play and what their numbers are going to be. In week 5 or 6, you go, man, why didn't I draft Tim Iyer?
Sure, of course.
Or you'll say, why did I draft him so
high? You're going to second guess yourself 100 times.
Of course.
Where are some of the other young running backs going besides Jenty, like Travion Henderson? Where are those guys all
Travion
going?
Travion Henderson is on a rocket ship.
Oh, like people are drafting him high?
Yes, because they feel like he's just going to take over a big chunk of the work from Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson.
Right.
They've got a young quarterback and he can help out in the passing game too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going like in the third or fourth round of fantasy drafts at this point.
Seems pretty high. That seems pretty high.
Yeah.
So we'll get to a lot of the roster cut stuff later in the show. All right. So in baseball last night, I'll just talk about the teams and games that actually matter. Yankees popped the Nats 10-5. Of course, the Yankees are in the second wild card right now. They're just a game back of the Red Sox, who came back and beat the Orioles last night 4-3.
I saw James Wood had a couple hits, but how's Dylan Cruz playing?
He went 0-for last night, so, you know.
Is he back under 200?
I'll tell you.
I'm guessing he is if he went 0-for, because wasn't he 202? Yeah, is it 199?
Mm. Yeah, 199. That's just who he is right now. That's who he is.
Well, that needs to get a lot better. I mean, he was the number 2 overall pick in the draft. And he's batting 200.
Yeah.
Ish.
I'm not glad that Riz was fired, but if Riz wasn't fired, we'd still be talking to him every Wednesday, and there's just no reason to talk about him.
I just couldn't do it.
It
would be miserable.
Yeah, it would be.
I wonder what Mike Rizzo is doing. Well, I know he's sleeping right now, but just what is he doing? What is he doing right now? Like, is he like plotting his next move in Major League Baseball?
He has to stay very, very close to what's going on. He's got to know kind of everybody's situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's probably honing in on a few situations where he has great relationships.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I haven't checked in with him in a while.
Find out what he's doing.
Should reach out to him, see how he's doing.
Find out what's up with Riz.
So, like I mentioned, the Red Sox are the top wild card. All right, so in the American League, the big race is the actual wild card right now because the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Seattle Mariners are all pretty much separated by, I don't know, two games currently, maybe a game and a half. Kyle Riley hit number 50 last night.
As a catcher.
It's unbelievable. That's a record. Switch hitter, too. I mean, he's just having an unbelievable year.
The big dumper.
And what's wild is he's been around like 6 or 7 years, right?
His nickname's the big dumper.
Wild.
Yeah. You're just learning that?
I mean, it's
baseball cakes took a couple years off.
Here's what I know about. Every time I see a highlight of him, he's holding the dumb trident in the dugout. I guess that's a Mariners tradition.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why he's called Big Dumper. Not a great nickname.
He's got a big ass.
Okay.
Got a big dumper case.
I guess that makes sense.
They could call you Big Dumper.
No, they call flat dumper. Dumper.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So congrats to Cal Raleigh, number 50. And they beat the Padres 9-6 last night. So Red Sox, Yankees, Mariners are just kind of shuffling to see where they end up in the wild card.
Although the Mariners can win their division. They're just a game and a half back.
They could. Of Houston. That's another small race. I agree. But in terms of the National League last night, Brewers beat the D-backs. Brewers were up on the Cubs by, I don't know, 5 games or so. Brewers were so hot, you know, for 3 weeks. Cooled off a little bit, but they beat the D-backs last night 7-5. Mets pounded the Phillies 13-3. Mets are in that wild card race as well. So, you know, as we enter September, there are a few interesting races. Right now, Toronto is going to win the East. They're up 5 on the Red Sox. Detroit's going to run away with the Central, up 10.5. You mentioned the Astros, Mariners. Phillies are going to win the East in the National League. Mets are right now, they're going to be a wild card. Brewers up on the Cubs. Cubs are going to be a wild card. But the Dodgers, Padres in the West, separated by a game. Dodgers won 7-0 last night. So that's another race. And then, of course, the American League wild card. So there's something to pay attention to in terms of three or four races in the American League. And then the U.S. Open yesterday, Francis Tiafoe, he won. So he advanced to the second round.
So Alcaraz shaved his head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes, he did.
You know that people are criticizing Rory for racing out of the Tour Championship? You know, he did kind of poorly. I mean, relatively. And then didn't stick around to hang out with Tommy Fleetwood, just flew out immediately to go see Alcaraz, Djokovic, etc.
Why are people in his business?
I don't know.
Can't he just live his life and do what he wants to do?
It's totally unfair.
But he's a grown man.
Right. Yeah.
He can dap up Fleetwood when they're at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, tell those haters to zip it.
Yeah.
But Alcaraz, he advanced to second round.
I saw Venus got to the third round. She won third set.
She lost. Yeah, she lost.
Yeah. I was watching some of that.
I was listening to Chris Everett say that her serve let her down.
Mm. Yeah, I only saw
double
a little
fault.
Bit of that.
I was watching a little
we were
bit
watching
of it.
Rude.
Madison Keys on the women's side. She's the 6th seed. She was ousted, so she's out of the tournament. So U.S. Open into the second round now, and we'll be looking for some of those bigger matchups. That's what I got for you.
Very nice.
All right, all that really matters.
But this is what really matters.
Yeah.
College football starts on pretty much Thursday.
Yeah. How many games Thursday?
17 on Thursday.
All right, what's the best Thursday game? Like, did the general public
I don't know.
Be
are you interested in the Boise State, South Florida game?
No.
I mean, there's no real great matchups
there
on Thursday.
There never really is on Thursdays, right?
Sometimes Thursdays.
Sometimes they have good ones. Okay.
Sure.
Sometimes. All right. But the fact that you've got matchups on Thursday.
Yeah, I know. You can bet.
I mean, you got college fantasy. You've got Survivor. Make sure you get your picks in.
I have to print out my Survivor grid so I know I'm not picking the same team twice.
By the way, are we gonna have a whole segment talking about whether or not we are actually gonna do a Survivor?
I think it needs to be broached. It
needs to be broached. I know Jason is kind of balking. Somebody suggested we just do it without Jason.
No, I'm not balking at the Survivor. I'm balking at the Circa Survivor.
Because,
I'm out.
Because that one, how much do we have to pay for that?
Because that's like lighting it on fire.
$1,000 entry.
Yeah.
I say we just do something station-wide where we put $100 in or $50.
Uh-huh.
We get the 6 of us, 7 of us, maybe Finley, maybe B. Mitch if he wants to. Jeff, I don't know.
Doesn't get the juices flowing enough.
Okay, I'm not burning my 250 with Circa.
That's fine.
It's impossible to win.
And right.
I don't care.
We just put up $333 each.
We could do
you
that.
You can do that.
Or we could cut the producers in. They get a share if they want.
Now,
I like the sweat.
It's fun.
Too.
It is a quick burn, though. I mean, the likelihood
doesn't have to be.
The likelihood of lasting beyond like 3 weeks is For us, it's fairly low.
It's unlikely. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
Well, I mean, if we get, it's $1,000 entry, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. If we get 10 of us to do it, all right, I'm in for 100.
Yeah. But you're never going to get 10 to agree. But I guess you just do the most votes.
How are you going to do the, if you get these guys, I mean, 6 or 7 guys to agree on
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I don't know. You just put whatever, our dumb heads whatever together. Bet gets the most votes.
Yeah.
Or we just put him in for a Hunsky. And we each put up 300.
Or they just get
yeah, I'm capping it at 100.
Or they get a quarter share and just get one vote.
Right.
Those three knuckleheads put their heads together for one total vote.
Right. That would be possible. And then that would be 200 each.
Sure.
Yeah. If we did four of us plus them as a vote, that's five. Five into thousands, 200 each.
That's true.
Right.
That's the, and then Jason still only wants to put 100.
I'm only putting 100 in, okay.
Because he's a miser. But that's right. Fine.
Well,
we can
do
that.
Could get, he could only,
I got gets, bills. I got bills, my
He gets
friend.
A lesser vote.
I'm his, probably his the, vote the most cash
that's
poor
fine.
Person here, for sure.
That's fine. I'll tell you who I like, and if you guys like it,
sure.
Okay. But
yeah.
All right, so we'll
figure
that out.
We got to
we'll
figure it out.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have to have somebody boots on the ground to put the bet in, right? To put our entry in?
If you do Circa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have a guy. We definitely have a guy.
We did last year. I don't know if we did this
We have
year.
People in Vegas.
Yeah.
We have operatives out there.
Right.
That can help us. All right. Coming up later in the show, John Kimes is going to join us at 7 o'clock. We'll get back into Terry and the new extension that he signed. He will be back for week 1 of the NFL season. John Kimes joins us.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall.
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
At 7. So am I supposed to be worried about what Drab put on the outline at 6:45? A flesh-eating parasite that has been detected in the United States for the first time?
Let's hope not. I think it was some guy that was in maybe El Salvador or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he traveled from El Salvador. The name of the bug is kind of, I don't like the name of it. New World Screwworm.
Oh, I saw this.
Is the name of it?
Yeah, it doesn't look great.
Health officials confirmed that a Maryland resident was diagnosed with New World Screwworm earlier this month after traveling to El Salvador.
Mm-hmm. So... what is it like?
Did he get it from being in the ocean? How did he get it?
It says it's a species of parasitic flies that can cause meiosis, which is a parasitic infection that feeds on live tissue. Mm. Read, it eats your skin.
Years ago, we heard about the killer bees that were coming over
yes,
here.
Right.
I don't remember ever encountering one of these killer bees.
Don't think I've encountered one either.
Now it's flesh-eating bacteria.
Have you noticed? I mean, it's not a danger to society at all, but my wife and I were going for a walk the other day, and it's just white noise to me, but there were pretty loud cicadas.
Oh, yeah. Around 7 o'clock, it's ridiculous.
What is going on? Track of my summer, EB. I love the sound of cicadas.
I mean,
it's amazing.
Is it just, we just have a batch kind of every summer that pop out?
I think
and some are,
I think
some are bigger than others.
There are broods that come out every summer, but some are just way more intense than others.
Yeah.
No, buddies,
can you get some cicada background noise for me, please?
I feel like around 7 p.m., it gets really loud
in
my neighborhood.
It's so good.
I don't really notice it. I don't care. But my wife is like, oh my God, these cicadas. And then
I've noticed it recently.
Yeah. Well, you know what else it does for me personally? It drowns out the ringing in my ears. Anything to distract from that, I love.
I'm telling you,
it's fantastic.
I want you to see one of these like chiropractors or one of these that I've seen on these reels where they go in this dude's ears and they like do some maneuver. They pop them and they claim for a certain percentage of people it solves the ringing in their ears.
Well, I might be willing to try it.
Yeah.
So I just noticed you've got the wrist.
Yeah, because it injured my wrist from overuse from golf, so it's just very annoying. And the wrist is just, like, it's healing, I would say, at about a 1% rate. It's getting about 1% better a day, which is just trifling.
So where are you at now?
I'm at about...
20%?
I mean, it's gotten about 1% better over the last... It's about maybe 10% better in the last week.
Do you do rehab? Is there anything you can do?
I think you just have to rest it.
Forearm curls?
Oh no, I don't think you can do anything. I think you just want to do nothing. It hurts to just open up my car door. It hurts to do this, to hold this, and while I turn the cap.
Yeah.
So it's just an overuse injury. I don't know if it's a little stress fracture or whatever. Just I need to lay off.
Did you buy the brace at CVS?
CVS
special?
But dude, you could buy wrist braces for your wrist anywhere from like $15 to like $60.
Ah, I didn't know they were so expensive.
I got the cheapest one.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I got the cheapest one because I get tired of like just even the slightest little thing.
Yeah.
Apparently your wrist, you get very little blood flow. So it just takes a little longer for it to heal.
Is that a Futuro brand?
I have no idea.
Is that the Nubs brand they have?
It's the only one they have.
I mean, I know them when I've seen them. Because at some point, everybody, especially as you get older, you're going to either have a wrist brace or a knee brace.
I thought I was just going to get some sort of ace bandage thingy.
Yeah.
And this was the only brand that they had. No, you know where I went? Target.
Target, okay.
I just went to a Target that I happened to be at. Uh-huh. Spent $14 on a brace.
It helps.
And then got some Hostess donuts.
Oh, so good. The white powdery ones?
The white powdery ones.
Oh, the little six pack or like a box?
No, just the, like a little pack, like a lunch bag.
Like a sack of donuts. Like a sack of donuts.
A sack of donuts. I ate about half of them on my drive home.
Baseball so cakes. Good. Do you see the headline or you just missed it?
I did.
Big Dumper hits 50 since you're unaware. I mean,
we talked about the Big Dumper when like the All Star break when he was in the home run contest.
He was probably gone.
Maybe.
He was probably out.
Maybe.
I don't care about Cal Raleigh.
I know.
He does absolutely nothing for me.
Okay, Aaron Judge doesn't do anything for you either, but I'm sure you've heard of him.
I have heard of him.
Yeah.
He's a big ugly. He hits a lot of home runs.
He is. Yeah. He is.
That's what he is to
me. He's a little more prominent. I'm with you, Cakes.
Sure. Yeah, that flesh eating thing, there were some Delaware beaches that were, I don't know if they were officially closed, but
we're talking about for like bacteria.
The flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was. I think it's called Vibrio or.
EB claimed it was poop.
Well, I had a friend tell me because people poop in the ocean.
Hey, Valdez, did you escape any flesh-eating bacteria in the bay at Secrets while you were at Ocean City? I hope you did.
I wouldn't go into that bay.
You would?
No.
Okay.
Is there a lot of pee-pee in there?
Oh, I can only imagine what's in there.
Yeah, there's not that much current that runs through that area.
Very stagnant water.
Yeah. Did you actually go? I did see a picture. You were at the beach at one point this past weekend.
Yeah, both days.
Yeah. I saw a picture that you posted.
See the Scopes guys? They still out doing their
Scopes,
hustle?
Scopes girl was out there making people lay on top of each other for their Scopes pick.
Doing a pyramid on the beach, that whole thing.
Were you picking out all the guys that were on the HGH and the testosterone?
I mean, you could just see.
They just jump out of you.
Yeah,
right?
Instantly.
When there's a certain age. Once you're over a certain age, you just don't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Yelling at people or trying to sit in front of us.
Oh really?
No, he doesn't like him blocking his view.
You will get into it with the people.
Oh yeah, I tell him. I said, "What are you doing?"
Really?
Yeah. I said, "Go." I said, "Go move 10 feet down to the left."
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Did any guys get pissed at you?
No, they're just clueless. They're clueless beachgoers. Get there like at 2:00.
Well, how close are you to the beach where you feel like you own that view?
I mean, we got down there at 10:30.
And then how close are you to the water?
Well, you have to
account for the tide.
Yeah, you have to understand when the tide's coming up. So these idiots that get down there at 2:00, they don't realize within 40 minutes all of the crap's going to get waved on.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many people do you have to say, what are you doing to?
Oh, just a handful.
They get the message.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Ocean City in years, but my memory was that beach is always so crowded.
It's not bad the farther you go up.
Okay.
Like one day we're at 36th Street, the other day we're at 76th Street.
I remember going to Rehoboth at some point, like in the last decade, and you literally could not take a step on the beach where I was without stepping on somebody's towel or tripping into some kid's.
Used to Kiowa, where there's like nobody at the beach.
Yeah. That's what I'm used to. I'm spoiled.
So much nicer down there.
I'm jaded.
Yeah, I actually don't mind the people watching as long as you have space. But when it's hard to find space, it's annoying.
I can't go to a beach at this point where there's a million people.
Yeah,
I would just look at it, assess the situation.
I think it
turn
actually,
around and well, leave.
I'm actually an expert. It should be my side business.
Yeah,
I know how to set up so that no one tries to infringe on your space.
Right.
There's a certain way you got to set up the chairs. Okay. A certain way you got to set up the blanket.
There's a feng shui to it.
Yes,
is what you're saying.
Definitely.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, you could claim an area. But I never had the balls to tell someone, what are you doing, if they planted their asses in front of us.
Right.
Hold on.
I would just shake my head.
If we were at Outer Banks and you got your whole tent and everything up and I sat down there.
It would happen. Sometimes it would happen.
You wouldn't say anything? I mean, that's...
I'm not that confrontational. I would just, we would just.
You would just move?
No. Well, like, because those Beachmaster guys would set it up for us every day, right? They kind of put you in the perfect spot. And every once in a while, you'll have a family that comes down in the middle of the afternoon or whatever, yeah. And they plop down their stuff in front of it, and you just shake your head. That's what we would do. We would just shake our heads.
No, I would immediately get them to move.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why we got down there so early. It's so that we get the perfect view in the perfect spot.
Mm-hmm. It's like you're a prospector. You found a mine, and somebody else comes in to try to steal the gold out of your mine.
You know how many times I said, hey, guys, we got some prime real estate?
Yeah.
That's a billion times.
Right. So you tell your boys?
Yeah.
Wait,
I was like, look, this is awesome. No one's going to sit in front of us.
I guess I probably should be more confrontational. Just by nature, I'm just not.
I mean, I don't want to be, but they're ruining the day by sitting in front.
They're making your experience subpar. You can't have that.
As long as I still have my country music and my alcohol, right. It's generally okay.
And your Gilbert Arenas jersey.
I'm with you. It's annoying.
Are you still rocking like a Gil jersey or Jason Kidd jersey on the beach?
An MJ. Yeah. I have Juan Dixon. I have a Lenny Bias. Nice. I'll tell you, when I wear the Lenny Bias jersey, people go bananas. I'm not kidding. People... Yeah.
They love it.
You can't go anywhere without people go, love your jersey.
People love Len Bias.
People love Len Bias.
Yeah.
If you want ADs, wear a Len Bias jersey to the beach.
Okay.
You just get so many ADs. I'm not wearing it for ADs. I'm just wearing it because it's kind of funny to me.
It's comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
You still have your Brian Urlacher jersey?
I don't wear the football
jersey. You can't wear the football.
No. I only wear too basketball. Hot. I only wear basketball jerseys.
Talk about Jones.
Beach. You could have used my old Ray Lewis jersey as a beach tent. To keep the sun off. It was that big.
It is big.
It was the biggest jersey I've ever put on this body.
Right. All right, so we're going to have John Keim coming up at 7, right? I can't believe we're going to have John on. It's a busy day for him today, right?
It is a busy day, yeah.
They've already made 7 cuts as of yesterday. I don't know if any...
Michael
Gallup, bye-bye. I don't know if they made any overnight, but they got to get cut down to 53 by 4 p.m. today, right, Kicks? Yep.
So he'll be a very busy man. He's going to take some time out to join us coming up at 7. We'll talk Commanders, Terry McLaurin, the latest cuts, and more with John Keim next here on The Fan.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.